It's 7:45. Good morning, I'm Anthony Murnau with KRWG News. New Mexico is offering the largest single cash prize among the growing number of states establishing lotteries to promote vaccinations. On Tuesday, Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham announced that vaccinated residents who register on New Mexico's Vax to the Max portal can win prizes from a pool totaling $10 million. That includes a $5 million grand prize. The prizes in New Mexico are coming from federal pandemic relief money. A Texas conservation group tied to the father of fracking has released a list of recommendations for how to protect one of the state's most pristine regions from energy sprawl. Marfa Public Radio's Travis Bubinik has more on a new report from the Respect Big Bend Coalition.
The report's meant to be a kind of roadmap for balancing new energy projects with land conservation in the state's Big Bend region. The project is connected to the Mitchell Foundation, founded in part by fracking pioneer George Mitchell, who himself acknowledged that the fracking boom came with real environmental concerns. The report lays out methods for energy firms to work with landowners and be more careful about where exactly they build. Researchers also developed an interactive mapping tool to help with that. University of Texas law professor Melinda Taylor leads the project.
I think the next step would be to take this tool to a particular play or a particular area where there is some energy development planned and to test it in that context.
Still, Taylor acknowledges the project hasn't yet led to any firm commitments from companies or landowners to actually follow the report's recommendations. In Marfa, I'm Travis Bubinik.
Now to a local viewpoint. For a while, it looked like a nonprofit organization was going to be contracted to care for homeless dogs in Doniana County. But the organization decided not to move forward. In an update, commentator Peter Goodman shares his thoughts.
A controversial sole source contract between the county and Barkhouse is off the table. The plan, which concerned spaying, neutering, and rescuing dogs and flying them out of state, generated much controversy. Documents obtained recently by citizens under the Public Records Act appear to contradict some public statements by county officials. I'd also wondered why County Manager Fernando Macias, a former judge, seemed untroubled by a court judgment against Kelly Barker, who now heads Barkhouse, for defrauding folks of $50,000 plus. Macias noted that the 2009 judgment occurred more than 10 years ago and couldn't be used in court. I thought it should factor into her credibility score with the county. She was in her 50s when it happened, not 19. Macias stressed that the contract for a 6-month pilot project would have allowed the county to evaluate the work. I was also troubled that Barkhouse attacked its critics, had a lawyer send threatening letters, and even claimed, quote-unquote, sabotage by county employees. Emails contradict several things that Jeannie Quintero or Macias had said. Commissioner Shannon Reynolds asked Macias in a public meeting what the county had paid for a March 29th chartered flight carrying dogs. Macias replied, nothing. Fact was, the county paid more than $13,000. Macias readily concedes he was wrong. I don't see him copied on those emails. But why didn't somebody correct him or later whisper the facts to him so he could correct himself? And who had authority to sign such a check? Citizens claimed Barkhouse got to keep Barkhouse dogs in the county hold facility. Officials told the public there were no Barkhouse dogs there, and Barkhouse employees had no access. But in one February email, Barker tells Quintero, these are not county dogs. These are ours. Another discusses putting the Barkhouse dogs and county dogs in separate wings. Macias says that legally any dog in the facility was county owned, but Barker and Quintero may or may not have acted accordingly. February emails also show Barker reaming out Quintero because a county employee was honest with a veterinarian about the maturity of some puppies. Macias correctly points out that many of these emails didn't reach his level, and that Quintero made most of the questionable public statements. Still, the amount of apparent misinformation is troubling, and many say Macias is a micromanager. I don't agree that this involved corruption, but due diligence and accurate communication to public and commission were inadequate. County officials also seemed to circle the wagons around Barkhouse publicly, but Quintero and Barkhouse are out now. Still, commissioners should ask hard questions. But I agree with Macias that we need to do something about our homeless dog population, starting with a ramped-up countywide spay and neuter program. The county plans to do just that.
Peter Goodman's opinions are his own and do not necessarily reflect the views of KRWG Public Media or NMSU.